Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Tom O'Brien, the president of Aristocrat for the Americas and the EMEA, on his new position and how he's working with Aristocrat CEO Hector Fernandez. The GGB podcast is sponsored by IGT. Give your players what they came for with IGT's top performing themes featuring the biggest jackpots. IGT's wide area progressives draw a crowd on every floor. Visit IGT.com for more information. In Atlantic City. Tom O'Brien was named president of Aristocrat for the Americas and the EMA region after spending 2 years as a general manager of the company. O'Brien has a long history in gaming, starting as a slot operator in Atlantic City and later moving to the supplier side. In addition to Aristocrat, he has held senior roles at Interblock and Scientific Games. It's his second time around at Aristocrat, and with the recent reorganization of the company, he's excited to be working with Hector Fernandez, the CEO of the land-based division for Aristocrat. O'Brien discussed his new job with me at the Aristocrat headquarters in Las Vegas in April. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Our guest today is Tom O'Brien, the new president of the Aristocrat Technologies. Tom, great to see you, and congratulations on your new job.
Thanks, Roger. It's great to be here.
It's nice to be able to see somebody with the Atlantic City background who gets to this level.
You know? Yeah, we made it, right?
Yeah, really.
I've heard that a lot from my AC folks.
Yeah,
so
sure,
it's kind of
sure,
neat.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But it's such a great company. So give us a little bit. You were general manager prior to this. So what's the difference now between president and general manager?
Yeah, well, the roles and responsibilities have changed dramatically, right?
Right.
So as general manager, I was pretty much doing customer relations. I would go out and visit the customers and
sure.
talk to all the bigger customers we
sure.
had.
Right.
I'd take Hector out. We'd introduce him because he was primarily new to the business.
Right.
So it was really, really a great experience for me,
mm-hmm.
right? Now with this one, Hector moves to CEO of land-based gaming. I move into the president spot. So the responsibilities have changed, you know.
Pretty dramatic.
Yeah, pretty dramatic.
Yeah. So do you have oversight over all the studios and things of that nature?
Yeah, I don't really have oversight, but yeah. I work with all the studios
okay.
now, as
okay.
opposed to the old job, you didn't really do that. Right,
right, right, right. right. But your background, of course, is in sales, and so the clients are still important to you as a president.
Very important, more important than ever.
Yeah, yeah,
more important than ever. You know, we say it a million times over, but you know, during the last 2 years, the one thing we've learned from this is take good care of your employees, your
right.
customers, and then your business.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, obviously, you're working very closely with Hector. He's relatively new to the company, as are you. So, you know, how did that relationship develop, and how are you working with him right now?
Yeah, it's a great story. I was asked to come back,
mm-hmm.
and before I agreed to come back, I was asked to meet Hector. I went out and met Hector for a cup of coffee for 30 minutes. It turned
right.
into 3 hours.
Wow.
So the rest of it was pretty much history.
Yeah.
So Hector and I started working together, you know, March 2nd of 2020, and
mm-hmm.
and we've never stopped.
Right.
We're closer than we've ever been. I think we've made our team even closer than we've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
COVID changed things dramatically, as you well know, for the
sure.
whole company.
Right, right.
It was a good time for us to get together and do all the hard work we did. So
right, right.
We're never closer.
Yeah.
It's
great. Well, we know a lot of people think, oh, the world closed down, you know, when COVID hit, but, you know, didn't really close down for a lot of the companies, particularly for Aristocrat. So tell us how you kind of even ramped up at that point.
Yeah, as we started speaking about earlier, what we did was we kept everybody working,
right?
We did not shut down design development.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't shut down our service teams. As a matter of fact, we came out with a plan for our customers called Aristocrat Assist 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
What we did is we went out there and started talking to our customers about, hey, what can we really do for you during these downtimes?
Right, sure.
How can we help you? Customers were scrambling to try and move their slot machines from rows and rows of machines
right.
to pods.
Sure.
We were there to help them for
mm-hmm.
that, right? Where I don't think the rest of the companies were there to do that. I
right,
think we were
right.
number one when it came to doing that. On top of that, our design development teams just kept on working tirelessly every
right.
day, right? And the proof's in the pudding now, as you can see.
Of course, right.
We keep coming out with product after product, and mm-hmm. it's making the top 10, top
yeah.
five.
Yeah, for
sometimes
sure.
number one, and it continues on. So We're lucky in that aspect, but I'd say you make your luck. Our teams are amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And, you know, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, when you look at the sales numbers and things of that nature. And then, of course, the EKJ awards. I mean, we were getting tired of hearing aristocrat, aristocrat, aristocrat every time somebody was winning, you know. So.
Yeah, I think Brian Christopher made a nice joke about that, right? Hey, this next award is aristocrat cannot win this award somehow.
Exactly, right.
But I was there, as you know, for the awards, and I thought it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know, to get Supplier of the Year, to come up with 10 total awards is nothing short of amazing for a company, right? But it's going to keep us humble and make us keep working hard.
Sure. Well, the one I think most people were surprised with was the most improved supplier. How can you improve from being the top supplier of the year before? But somehow you did.
Yeah, we're actually having a good laugh over that one and saying, if that's possible, we're going to try and do it again next year. So don't think for one second we're not going to find any flaw we can and keep on working hard to make it better.
So, you know, you mentioned some of the products. You've had some really breakthrough products over the past really decade, I guess. You know, with the Buffalo series and the Lightning Link and things of that nature. How important are those really core products to your company right now?
They mean everything to us. Yeah. As you know from the EKG Awards, you can see Dragon Link stole number one game.
Right.
You look on Eilers Reports, you'll see that Lightning Link, Dragon Link, always in the top.
Right.
What our job is to do is keep giving the customers what we think they want.
Right.
So we keep refreshing those games, keep refreshing the links, and seems to be working out pretty well for us.
Right. What do you think makes them so successful? Is it the math or the theme, or is it just the overall game itself?
That's funny. I've been doing this a long time, and everybody asks that question. Right. You know, what I've learned from this company has a lot to do with game mechanics along with math, right? So math is one way to make your customers happy, but the game mechanics itself have to be pretty exciting. If they're not, you can usually lose a customer pretty quick, as you well know.
Right.
What we've done with Hold and Spin, Metamorphic Jackpots, things like that has been nothing short of amazing, right? Mm-hmm. We just continue to keep making game after game, and the customers seem to be enjoying it, so we're happy about that.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you know, I'm on a lot of Facebook sites for casinos, and they're always asking, you know, where's the Lightning Links, what is this new Buffalo game that came out, you know?
Yeah. But,
so how do you keep refining that game, for example? I mean, there's so many different variations of that now, and of course it's being copied by everybody else in the world, you know? How do you make sure that the Aristocrat Buffalo game is the most dynamic?
Yeah, when we came out with the original Nevada Buffalo,
right,
everybody thought that was the top.
Right.
And it never ceases to amaze me how we keep coming out with another version of Buffalo and it keeps rising right to the top as well. We're just changing the math a little bit and how customers enter the bonus, stuff like that. So, you know, you look at a new game we just put out, Wild Wild Buffalo.
Right.
When you play it in the showroom, you see it's a completely different aspect. It's Buffalo, but it's got a little twist to it.
Sure.
So as long as we continue to keep being innovative,
yeah,
I think there's nothing like it.
Yeah. And how do you continue that innovation, though? I mean, tell me about how the studios work on these games.
Yeah, I'd like to know the magic potion myself. You know, they don't exactly give it all away to us.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, being with the studios now as much as I have been and going up for visits, they just don't stop.
Yeah.
Right? So whatever they've made in the past, they look at it and say, how can I do a better job?
Right.
Right? So they're continuing to keep going out. Studios are very intelligent. They go out and they test out, you know, their games, they see them out in the field, they see what the customers like, what they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to help them with that commercially as well and let them know all the time what information we're getting back from them.
So you oversee North America and Europe and Asia, correct?
I have Americas, which is Latin America, and then I have Europe, Middle East, and Africa.
Okay.
EMEA.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be doing a lot more traveling then, huh?
Yeah, it's going to start. I think we're going to start traveling quite a bit next month.
Yeah.
You know, after Naga show's over, we'll start hitting the road a little bit and getting out to see everybody.
Yeah. Nonstop thrills meet massive jackpots. IGT's wide area progressives draw a crowd on every floor with the well-known brands like Wheel of Fortune slots and Megabucks. IGT's newest game, Money Mania, is based off player favorites Cleopatra and Pharaoh's Fortune. Money Mania brings the excitement with a fast-hitting wide-area progressive jackpot. Give your players what they came for with the top-performing themes featuring the biggest jackpots. Visit IGT.com for more details.
So, you know, we've seen, you know, everybody worked from home for 18 months, probably. I mean, are your people back in the office mainly now?
Yeah, we're starting to get them back. we're not, I think the one thing we've done well is, again, as I said it to you earlier, we really realized once we were out for a while from COVID,
right.
what do we need to do to make our company even better?
Right.
And that's take good care of our employees. Mm-hmm. So we found a way to do that, I think. We
yeah.
came out with a flex policy where everybody can work from home and come to the office at the same time.
Okay.
So you can take care of your families, do the best you can for them,
sure.
and then make your way back into the office.
Right.
So with that in mind, I think we've done a hell of a job getting people to come
sure.
back. And I think in the next few months, you'll start to see it even more so when
right.
people come back to the office.
Well, you've got this beautiful building here in Vegas that really
yeah.
just opened right before the pandemic.
We
and,
do.
And I think people want to be back in this office, I would imagine.
Yeah, I hope so. I yeah. sure hope so, right?
Yeah.
but I really believe that it's really a matter of time before everyone starts to get into the mode of coming back to work again.
Right, right, okay. So the big trend this year in the casino business is really cashless transactions. What is Aristocrat? Do you have a product, or do you piggyback with some of the other cashless providers, or how are you approaching that?
Yeah, our customer experience team, which is CX, as mm-hmm. we call it nowadays, it's our systems team. They developed a digital wallet themselves.
Okay.
We field trialed it with one of our operators here. It mm-hmm. got approved a few months back, and we're slowly working that into the other part of the businesses. We're now field trialing it with the table games as
right.
well, right?
Okay.
So it's a good product.
Mm-hmm.
I think the question you had asked earlier or before was, who do you use as your payment provider and stuff like that?
Right.
Well, that part of our system is agnostic. We don't
yeah.
care what payment provider we
okay.
put in for the back of the
mm-hmm.
house, right? They can, the operators can use whoever they are most comfortable with
right.
or currently using, right?
right?
But it's, I've seen it to be a little bit slower going than we'd like it to be,
sure,
but
right.
I think it's going to pick up as we get
well,
going.
Well, it just confuses me. I mean, everybody has a different wallet, and you know,
yeah.
how do you put money from one to the other?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just a little bit confusing. And if it confuses me, I can't imagine what it does to the customer. How are you making sure that the customer really understands what's going on?
Well, we have to do, you know, everybody has to do a better job
right.
at really letting customers know what goes on with, you know, cashless transactions,
sure.
right? So I think what you're seeing now is the other operators that we are working with are starting to market it a little bit more towards
mm-hmm.
those customers who don't know what it is,
right.
right? Most people don't even know what cashless is
right.
when it comes to that part.
Sure.
So when you're dealing with a digital wallet of some sort, you need to make sure that they're aware of what's going on. In other words, they've been schooled on how to use the product.
Right, right, okay.
Everybody has to do a better job.
Yeah, so,
us included.
Yeah, so it's really not just, you know, an Aristocrat problem. It's an industry whole.
Yeah, I think
problem.
It's an industry and whole
yeah.
problem. You've probably have seen it in most of the places. As a matter of fact, I'm sure you've tried
sure.
it in other properties
right, right.
with other companies that are doing it
mm-hmm.
as well. And it's not seamless everywhere
no.
you go. Everybody has work
definitely
to do.
Not seamless,
so,
yeah.
but I think down the road you're going to see it become seamless.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. I mean, you know, you can walk into a store and just, you know, buy something off the shelf. Why can't you do that in gaming when
yeah.
when you want to like
exactly.
Put some money
exactly.
in a slot machine?
A lot of the regulators are changing the way they do it
right.
as well, right?
right?
So we need that help. I think you're starting to see that change coming up.
Sure, sure. So last year, you got into another burgeoning market, the HHR market, you know, and certainly in states like Virginia and Kentucky and even some other, Oregon, I believe now. I mean, there's a lot of business in that, and I always thought that would kind of fade away once the regular machines started coming in, but it seems to be going really strong. I mean, what's your opinion of that market, and how is Aristocrat participating?
Yeah, we've been working on that product for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
We finally have gotten into the market a few months back. I don't know the exact date,
right.
but we finished our trial. We're now taking off,
mm-hmm.
right? So our product's
right.
out there working well in Kentucky, and it's taken off from here. But it's been a surprise to everybody, right?
Because sure.
it just keeps getting approved in other markets.
Right.
And it's more expansion for gaming for us.
Right.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, certainly. And
numbers have been great.
I mean, now you're going to have, in Virginia, you're going to have a casino market plus an HHR market.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
yeah.
that's pretty incredible, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So give us an idea of some of the new products you're coming out with. I mean, if you can, you know, give us a hint.
It's all secret stuff.
Yeah.
I can't share that information.
Right.
No, we have, as you know, we have a show coming up soon. So
right.
we'll be presenting some products at this show at NIGA coming up
okay.
here at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously we're very excited for G2E
sure, right.
this year, where we'll really explode with some of the newer products. So I won't give it all away, but I will tell you I'm pretty excited about the lineup
yeah.
we're building for it.
So there's going to be a lot of proprietary brands and things like that as well? Or
Yeah, I think you're going to see a little twist of everything.
Yeah.
you know, obviously there's no secret the we signed with the NFL, so that'll we'll be able to show some of that product at G2E next year or this year, actually, I should say. But yeah, we'll start off there and then build for the future. So.
Right. So, you know, you Aristocrat never got into the sports betting market. I mean, was that something that, that you considered to do at one point, or and you kind of backed off from it? Or
yeah, you know, I really don't know the answer to that. We have a group now, a different pillar we're calling it right now, a group of folks that are looking at everything, right? Transformation teams, merger acquisitions. But I don't know that it's never been looked at, so I can't say that. I can say that it's possible somebody's looked at it and just we haven't gotten to that point yet, right?
Well, it's such a competitive market now. It's probably best to sit back and watch see what happens.
And in most markets, as you've seen, usually sports betting starts and then iGaming follows, which is really big for everybody.
For sure. So it appears to be that the casinos now are in that buy cycle. You know, they're needing to refresh their games, they're needing to you know bring the hot new machines in. Is that what you're seeing? And how long do you think that's gonna last?
Yeah, hopefully forever.
Right.
But I can tell you that we have a lot of new openings, a lot of new expansions coming along. Right. So again, we're very fortunate. Our product is performing extremely well. So we're seeing. A good share of the wallet, if not the majority share of the wallet now.
Sure.
I don't see a slowdown anytime soon. It doesn't mean it won't happen,
right?
But we saw what happened a couple of years back.
Sure.
Hopefully it'll never repeat itself.
Right.
That's
so,
one thing I always worry about.
You mentioned earlier, you know, we've seen a casinos going away from the long lines of slot machines into banks and carousels and things of that nature. And the, just from my observation, it looks like the machines are getting even bigger, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really puts a more emphasis on the hardware, which I guess is good for you guys as well.
It does. It does. And in this environment, it's tough, right?
Yeah.
But we're making it work. Our product's amazing. I think you've seen, you know, majority of Double Neptune last year we introduced. Mm-hmm. It's been a fantastic cabinet for us. Our Mars Portrait, our Mars X cabinets have been unbelievable. We are still looking at other cabinets, right? Mm-hmm. So when you see some of the product that's coming out later on this year at G2E, you'll see a couple of new twists to our cabinets that we're putting out there to sort of offset some of the larger ones itself.
Sure.
I think it's going to be
We did a podcast with John Hanlon right before the pandemic, and he was showing us some of the new seating arrangements. Even you know the double seats, so you could sit there with a partner, and it just looked like there was a real thought revolution going on here at Aristocrat.
Yeah, and if you remember, that started back with the larger machines when they came out from you know our game Behemoth and a few of the other products, where you could put the cushion seating down, we call it couch seat. We used to call it couch seating, where you could have two people sit down together and play it, and that's become very popular.
Right.
So, again, it's really just a matter of the size of the cabinet.
Right, yeah, no question. Well, Tom, again, congratulations on becoming president, and things are exciting here at Aristocrat. We're going to catch up with Hector in a few weeks, talk about the overall picture for the company, and you know, maybe we can catch up with you around G2E and find out what you can finally reveal what you're going to
put out there. Yeah, I tell you what, I'm real excited about G2E this year, and one of the other things I can share with you is I wasn't available last year at G2E.
Right. Yeah.
I had some things to take care of, and so I missed my first G2E ever.
Yeah,
I don't plan on
missing
another one.
I did too. So I feel the same boat. I can't wait to get back there. And you know, Frank Legato will be coming out here in the middle of the summer to do our global games issue that comes out in October, and he's sworn to secrecy then. But I'm looking forward to seeing all your new products at G2E.
Yeah, we are too. So thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Great. Well, good luck in that.
Thank you.
Tonight. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast, and thanks again to IGT. Give your players what they came for with IGT's top-performing themes featuring the biggest jackpots. IGT's wide-area progressives draw a crowd on every floor. Visit IGT.com for more information. To learn more about the Aristocrat story, visit GGGmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at GGBnews.com and use the coupon code. Sign up at GGBnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.